T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Miss the interview with Dan Quinn with the head coach that's coming up. Remember that if you're streaming of the show on radio.com, you can always rewind it because of the new feature. And go back and listen to it. If you missed anything, hey, I want to see you missed the morning menu. You can go back to that, too. Because that new radio.com feature is pretty cool, got to say. And I think Abe said it best. It's like a DVR for your radio.
DVR. Basically, you can go back and critique everything that we said. And if we say we didn't say something, you can just go to radio.com app and rewind it. And then listen to it. But the best part about it is you can also listen to live radio. You can quickly get back to live radio and check us out. And then critique that part of the show as well. So, yeah, check it out on radio.com. What other Screaming Trap? It's on online player or radio.com. So, yeah, check it out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, I have to admit. So it's on my phone and has been. And now with this new feature that you can, you know, pause and you can go. Because that's the other thing. If you're doing something, you just pause the show, right? Stop it right now, for example, pause the show. And if you wanted to hear the Coach Quinn interview that's coming up, you could just restart it because you're busy right now. You can restart it in 5 minutes or an hour or 20 hours and listen to the Dan Quinn interview as live. Of course, the Falcons getting ready for the L.A. Rams. And that's coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. As the Falcons return home, they have 2 home games. Then their bye week comes up. It's the Rams in Seattle. Then they'll get the bye week in the middle of the year. And that's when they begin that run in the second half of the season where they play all 6 of their division foes in the second half of the season. 2 games each against New Orleans, Carolina, and Tampa. So, you know, the one thing that is kind of the saving grace in all of this, Hugh, if you are of the opinion that there's a flicker of hope here with the Atlanta Falcons in a 1-5 start, is that you haven't played a division game yet. And if everything suddenly turned for you, you know.
I mean, you still have that, but that Arizona game started to, like, that's starting to cut into your playoff hopes and dreams. You know, if you still win the division, you got a shot. But, boy, that's going to probably be tough. You know what I mean? Especially when you talk about tiebreakers and all other stuff. You have to run through the division, like run through it and not take a loss to go to the playoffs.
Falcons and Rams, Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Ready to roll, brother. Back to it here at home. So that's a good thing, man. We can't wait to get back rolling again. So good to be on with you guys, as always, on Wednesday.
Yeah, Coach, you know, the last 3 weeks, we haven't recorded a sack, Coach. What are we trying to do to fix that situation?
Yeah, no stats look good right now, Hugh. I'll say this. Here's how we get there and how we do it, you know, and you know this too. So let's make sure the hits and the hurries, that those are turning into sacks. And how do you do that? Man, a lot of coordination, making sure you're on the right level to rush. And so if you're running a pass rush game that goes, you know, right onto the contained space of it, how do we trap a quarterback in the pocket? So those are the things that we're going to work hard at practice. To move the guy is one thing. To hit him is another thing. But you got to get this guy on the ground, and that's how you can play really good third down defense. And I know you and everybody's seen there's been some times you get him to move, and then there's a completion on third down. And so when the second play begins and a quarterback gets outside the pocket, you know, those are difficult. And so that's what we got to make sure is make a guy stay in the pocket, make him remain as a passer, and allow these hits to turn into sacks. So it's a must for sure. The number one stats we're thinking about, brother, are takeaways and eliminating explosive plays. You know that. But one of the ways you get takeaways is hitting this QB, and that has to go down.
When you talk about some of the issues that this defense is having right now, Coach, is it more so the front as far as the defensive line play, or is it on the back end that's having the biggest issue defensively?
Well, I think the thing you look at and what we did first is, you know, where are explosive plays coming? And like most things, you know, like when you're playing team defense, you know, it involves everybody. And so how do you improve on that, whether it's the communication piece to say, you know, why does a mental error occur where, you know, you avoid an area, you know, where you shouldn't? Those are things, man, you keep drilling, you keep working to get it right until you can't get it wrong. And so collectively, you know, that's the mindset, Hugh, because if there had been just one thing, you know, that had been, you know, where we had one issue, you know, that's easy to do it. But doing it right over and over, not 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, but all the time. And so that's what we're going to work to do. That's what we'll get done. But I wouldn't say it's, you know, a front or a back-end issue. When you're playing good team defense, everybody's responsible for playing at our best. And so that's how we approach it for sure.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh ahead of the game against the Rams on Sunday. Matt Bosher was on the afternoon show yesterday talking about the fact that the locker room is still kind of – everybody's still on the same page here. Do you get a sense at all that there's any problem in the messaging between you and the players at this point? A 1-5 start, that can start to get lost, right?
Well, I think that's, you know, what you're always looking for, to make sure that you stand up when adversity hits and go. And I think you guys have been around the teams enough to know, you know, what the group of men in the locker room are made of and who this group is. So frustrated, upset, yeah, just like, you know, fans and everybody else. But what we also know is, like, they're all about it. And so that's the part that they want to do to find the answer to get it right when you're, you know, this close and you're still missing the mark. Those are the things that you have to dig deeper to find what you can improve on to get there. There's no doubt this group will do that. But all you do, man, just throw everything into these 4 days, to this preparation for this team, and then that's all. So just this week, just this moment, just this game, and that's how you have to approach it. But message-wise, yeah, they're all frustrated. You know, they want it badly, and they care a ton. So that's why the frustration gets there, and now we have to make sure – let's turn the frustration into some action and get our game like we want.
Coach, you know, there's no question that this team is frustrated and guys are playing hard. But is this an issue of execution or talent? Are these guys good enough to get the job done that you're trying to get done?
Yeah, there's in my opinion, there's no doubt, you know, it's going to be about our execution. And that's why it's the smallest one. So, you know, you can feel like you'd be off by just a little bit on a thing. And then after, you know, a week or two, you know, you're off, you know, and you're trying to do something else to make a play because you felt like you were off. And so it's like such an important time, man, like be really rock solid on what you're doing. And you don't have to, you know, cover for another person, but man, the communication, team defense. And really what I'm looking for is, you know, for us to put all three phases together and feed off one another and that energy that comes with that. So no doubt about it. You know, we've got to get our execution on point, and that's what we intend on doing.
Talking with Dan Quinn, head coach of the Falcons, ahead of the game against the Rams. You and I were talking before you got on, Coach, and we were discussing about the fact that, you know, it's interesting that at the beginning of the year, but when we looked at the schedule and saw how backloaded it was, that all of the division games were after the bye week in the second half of the season, six of the final eight games, and we were kind of bemoaning that because we said, oh, that's brutal. But the brutal turns out, in a way, oddly, to be a benefit because you haven't played a division game yet. And so that's still in front of you. And, you know, if the team does get hot, that's the only way that, you know, right now at 1-5, you're thinking maybe the only way you make the playoffs is just kind of run that division.
Yeah, I think the main thing is right now we all recognize there's no margin for error. And so that's the thing that, you know, you just throw it all into this opponent. When you dig yourself in a hole and your backs are against the wall, man, you bare your teeth and you go after it. And that's what we intend on doing, because when you're into that space and you fight with your back against the wall, that's usually when you're at your best. And so that's, you know, like I said, just this week, just this moment, and then we'll take it from there. But I think knowing what's out there, no margin for error, and, you know, that to me is the big message, you know, for the guys, and let's get that part of our game right, and then we'll after the bye and all those things. But right now it's just about this game.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, there were some real lofty expectations for this team at the beginning of the season. Are those expectations still in play for you?
Yeah, 100%. And so, like, that's why we do what we do, you know. Like, it's in these moments that you push and test yourself, because you know you'll come out the other end. It'll be, you know, good to do that. But expectations of who we are, no, that's always going to be the same. And so that's why late down the line, you can't do anything about those. And so all you can do, man, is go attack it for this game. And you can't look too far down the line or what we should be. What do we do now? And that's kind of the message I want to make sure I'm keep continuing to hit with the teams and the fans and everybody. Like, man, let's throw it all into this game, this moment, and you know, then you can build. But you have to throw it into this game first.
And that game, of course, is against the Rams on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Let's talk a little bit about those L.A. Rams. First, Coach, if you would, update us on the health of the team, Desmond Trufant and some of the other players that have been injured and out. Where do we stand on that?
Yeah, so, you know, coming into the week, we'll see, you know, where True is. He's working as hard as he can to get back. But we'll, like, you know, all things, give him all the time to, you know, see where he can get to. But he won't be able to practice and get going today. We're hopeful to get Bleedy Wilson into some reps and some things today. So that's a good news, you know, for us to get back in. So health-wise, you know, doing well and moving forward. But, you know, True's the one that, you know, we'll have to wait and see on. Too early to call on his front.
And we're talking about the L.A. Rams. They have their own health issues, Todd Gurley being one of them. What do you see from the L.A. Rams in terms of their personnel and what they bring to the game here and how you have to try to corral them?
Yeah, and they're a difficult matchup, you know, a lot like ours where there's, you know, wide receivers that are difficult to guard and defend, the tight end, running backs, the quarterback. So, you know, when they play in their three receiver sets, you know, like they do a lot, those are some of the matchups that you have to think about, you know, on the outside, Woods and Cooks and, you know, where you're going and how you're featuring those guys. You know, Gurley, obviously, you know, is the one that can make the whole thing go. When he gets out, in, you know, onto the next level on a linebacker or a safety, he's got the ability to jump cut and make a guy miss, and that's why he's had so many explosive runs. So he's a handful for sure. But, you know, they've got a number of different weapons. They'll attack the entire field. They like taking shots down the field. They've got a good, you know, screen game. They've got a good package to go with it. So both offenses really have explosive players that they know how to feature very well.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Coach Dan Quinn. Coach, you got a little monkey wrench thrown to you this week. Jalen Ramsey potentially could play this weekend. How does that change your preparation for the L.A. Rams?
Well, I think what you look for, and especially from the wide receiver to the DBs, Hugh, and kind of like for you as a defensive end, who is the matchup you're going against, you want to see, you know, how a certain DB is going to play in man-to-man. In the zone stuff, as a receiver, you don't have control over that. And how will they feature him in the defense? You don't have control over that. But you know they'll play some man-to-man, and what does that technique look like? Because that'll stay consistent from his time during Jacksonville to now. So you can pick through some of the things, you know, from the past that looks like that. But then after that, you got to assume, you know, he's just part of the scheme and part of what they're doing. But, you know, as far as matching and playing guys, you can, you know, check into some man-to-man techniques and how to attack in that way. But certainly a good player and one we've known for a long time, style and attitude and, you know, what he can bring, especially on the outside.
Is there anything that you kind of look at this that you'd like to, at this point, share with the fans and, you know, talking about 1-5 as they head to this game on Sunday? Because let me put it to you. Let me rephrase that a little bit, Coach. Inside of games like last week, there were times where you guys played really well. It's just putting 60 minutes together.
That's the thing. And so we're frustrated right along with it, you know. So, you know, no one's more upset than us. And we know they're all about it, as we are too. I know they love the team. The team loves the fans. And so the best thing to do is, man, let's get the stadium rocking. And use that advantage for us and what that feels like and sounds like. And, you know, we're going to work like crazy to put together a great performance. And so together we can make that happen. So we can't wait to see him. It's been too long. So, you know, we're looking forward to throwing out a great performance this weekend.
All right, Coach, we look forward to Sunday. Thanks much.
All right, see you guys.
You're the man, Coach.
Head Coach Dan Quinn on Sports Radio 92 on The Game. If they can get a sack, Hugh, the cheer, if they could hit and get Jared Goff out of the ground in a sack, will be enormous. It'll sound like a Super Bowl win.
I think at this point, it's a plethora. It would be a cornucopia or plethora of sacks that they have to get.
Yep. They just got to get a win, too. All right, your reactions, 404-741-0929. What did you think now as we head towards this home game against the Rams? The Falcons have a flicker of life. Next, with John and Hugh after a CBS Sports Minute.
If there had been just one thing, you know, that had been, you know, where we had one issue, you know, that's easy to do it. But doing it right over and over, not 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, but all the time. So that's what we're going to work to do. That's what we'll get done. But I wouldn't say it's, you know, a front or a back-end issue. When you're playing good team defense, everybody's responsible for playing at our best. And so that's how we approach it for sure.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn a moment ago talking about the defense and the issues, and there have been a plenty of those so far this year.
A plethora, a cornucopia.
Lord knows. And your chance to react to the Dan Quinn interview as we talk about the National Football League on this Wednesday, 404-741-0929. Of course, is the phone number. It's also the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line number. You just plug it into your phone if you want to text, and then you just hit that. And you can also react on the Twitter at 929 The Game where you can find the morning menu, or you can hit us up at BigU53 or at John Fricke on the Twitter as well. Well, Ian Rappaport had come out to you this week and noted that I think it was Chris Mortensen who had said that Dan Quinn was being evaluated on progress prior to the Arizona game. And, of course, how much progress there was is, up to debate after the performance in Arizona. But it became kind of a week-to-week thing in terms of, evaluating Dan Quinn, evaluating the coaching staff for Mr. Blank. And I know a lot of fans wanted to, you fire the coach now, but it's a week-to-week thing as we get towards the bye week in terms of the evaluation.
Well, bottom line is this, John. I mean, there are some questions that we wanted to ask that I tweeted out this morning, say that we wanted to ask, but out of respect for the relationship that we have for the Atlanta Falcons, that we couldn't ask those questions. And we brainstormed the other day to come up with the question that we came up with. I feel like we did a good job, but at the same time, like I said, out of respect for the relationship that we have with the Atlanta Falcons and, us being the flagship station, there were some questions that we just didn't ask.
And some questions that when you do ask them, you're not going to get an answer anyway.
You're not going to get an answer, but I think, my thing is this. I like the fact that, when I'm around the city of Atlanta, the fans say they like the fact that I'm honest in my opinion about certain things, even if they don't like it. I even have some fans who signed a petition last year to get me out of town that now they respect the fact that I give my opinion in the way that I do. And so it really bothers me when, you want to do certain things and because of relationships and, job status and things of that nature, mm-hmm. things that really matter to both of us, yeah. that you can't do some of the things that you want to do. And it eats away at you a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I understand that because, like you said, we have a good relationship with Coach Quinn. And I like Coach Quinn, but we are in a place where, it's a strange place to be because we are the flagship station. But at the same time, this is something that everybody's talking about. This is something that he's been asked about on other occasions. And, like I said, because we have this symbiotic relationship, it makes it a little bit – it puts us in a precarious spot. But, at the same time, it's, friendships and things of that nature, but you still got to do your job. But this is a fluid situation. Mm-hmm. And, as we go week to week – If this keeps trending in the same direction, these questions are by nature, they're gonna have to evolve and they're gonna have to change. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Friends is, like I said yesterday, friends is friends. This is business. This is business. And when people start looking at it and you're asking questions and you're not getting answers to questions, That's even a worse look. So, yeah, hey, like I said, out of respect, there's certain things you don't ask, but, we keep it moving, and we do the best we can.
Yeah, I resemble all those remarks, and I echo all of those sentiments as well, Hugh. I will say this, at the risk of having you, don't take your eyes off the road because it's wet out there, but having you roll your eyes at this, I'm just going to state what is factually true when it comes to mathematics, okay? And that is that there have been teams in the NFL that started the season 8-2 and then stumbled down the stretch to 1-5, ended up 9-7, and made the wild card. That's happened. Now, there's no reason for you to believe that the reverse could be true given the way the Falcons have played so far this year. Just no, I understand that.
How many times has that happened? Like starting 1-5 and make it to the playoffs?
But very rarely.
Wait a minute. I think the Colts weren't 1-5 though. Were they 1-5?
It may have been 1-4. Yeah, this is why when you said that, and I went, about that Arizona game, I went, yeah, that Arizona game, boy, and that's why I don't want to make too much about the calls.
I'll tell you
that,
this, John.
Man, that loss, oof.
I am one of the most optimistic.
Oh, they did start 1-5?
They started 1-5, and they made it.
Yep.
So there's a chance. So you stand there.
And they went 10 in a row. That's what they did.
But with that being said, I was about to make one point, but Abe, the producer, threw another one. They didn't have the Saints in the division. That's something that we have that they don't have.
All right. Well,
then they were trailing the 3-3 Texans. You know what, Abe? Stop talking to me because you made me forget my point.
All right, that's just a reaction. You just blew my mind.
Mind is blown.
Let's go to Russell in Decatur. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Russell, welcome to the show.
Russ, what's going on?
Good morning.
I just want to say, you know, this defensive line that we have is not collapsing the pocket the way they need to. And I truly feel like that's the reason for the secondary not being able to cover long enough. And then also, Tack and Vic can't get off because they're not collapsing the pocket, and there's no threat to get to the quarterback. Quarterback can sit back there all day long. He can put mayonnaise on the sandwich and throw the football.
You maybe remember my point, because that's what I was about to say. What makes you think that this defensive line is going to get to the quarterback and change our fortunes? They haven't done it in 3 weeks. Thank you very much, Russ, for that one. They put mayonnaise on sandwiches back there in the pocket. That's unheard of. I kind of like that, too. I'm going to use that one again. Or the state was looking at me like, don't use that. I can put mayonnaise on a sandwich. You can't get to me. I like that.
Yeah,
that's
actually kind of true. That's why I said, I couched it by saying, there's nothing you've seen that makes you believe, except for the fact that, you know, inside, that's why I kind of reworded a little bit the last question to Coach Quinn. Inside of games, there have been times where the Falcons have played, and we've seen this happen in four of their losses, Hugh. We've seen it four times where they played just horribly at the start of the game, and yet in the second half made the adjustments and played really well for a period of time. Man. It was just the awful starts. That's why last week we had a little bit of hope. They took the ball first and scored. We said, oh, maybe this is going to change things. Then they played horribly.
Listen,
again. Let
me tell you. I'm speaking for those Falcons fans that tweet me on Sunday during the game talking bad to me like I play for the Falcons or I work for the Falcons. Don't nobody want those heart palpitations in the first half? You know what? The way that this season has went for us so far, we need decisive victories. Well, we need decisive butt whippings in the first half. We need to feel like this team is going to sprint through the team that they're playing against. We don't need no more ifs and maybes. Oh, they're fighting back. Because I'm going to tell you like this. I'm on the thread last week when the Falcons made that rally to come back and tie it up and miss the field goal, almost tie it up, to take it in overtime and miss that field goal. And the level of hostile tweets that I got behind that, like I was on the Falcons coaching staff, was ridiculous. And some of them came from people that I'm close with. So, no, we don't need none of that. We need some games where the defense comes out. And in order for this team, in order for this fan base to have faith in this defense, it has to be a banner day in sacks. I'm going to say it has to be a 10-sack day. Now, with me saying that and that coming out of my mouth,
yeah.
Orin Simi looked at me like, are you drunk? Have you been taking edibles this morning? No, I haven't. But that's the only way. That is the only way that I'm going to feel comfortable with this team. And it can't be done. You've seen other teams do it, but I don't think that we have the guys to get it done.
Well, a two-sack day would be a banner day, unfortunately.
A two-sack day. You know what's going to happen, John? They got lucky. Somebody got lucky. And it has to be a two-sack. It has to be by one of the defensive linemen.
Right, yeah.
And that's not named Grady Jarrett.
We're going to get the Rams side of the story. Kirk Morrison, former Raider and now a Rams broadcaster, pre- and post-game host, is going to join us from L.A. Get up early, Kirk does. He's going to be live.
Up real early.
Yeah. Kirk's a good player, good man. We'll get what is going on out there, because look, this Rams team coming in, they're struggling too. That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
You want to see, you know, how a certain DB is going to play in man-to-man. In the zone stuff, as a receiver, you don't have control over that. And how will they feature him in the defense? You don't have control over that. But you know they'll play some man-to-man, and what does that technique look like? Because that'll stay consistent from his time during Jacksonville to now. So you can pick through some of the things, you know, from the past that looks like that.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn telling us Jalen Ramsey, newly acquired Jalen Ramsey, as in yesterday, Jalen Ramsey of the LA Rams now, and how they'll feature him in their game against the Falcons on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our attention does turn to the LA Rams. And for that, in my life, Hugh, I have had in my business life, my work life, I've had the pleasure of working in the two greatest big cities in the country, Atlanta and San Diego.
Me too.
And I think that I look at San Diego and think, you know, I had a great time there in between returning home to Atlanta a decade ago. And while I was there, I was a play-by-play voice of San Diego State, and my favorite player was the star player of the team, Kirk Morrison, so it's a thrill to have him on with us this morning. He is now the pregame and postgame show host for the LA Rams. Kirk Morrison, Welcome back to 90-10 The Game. Thanks, Bob.
Kurt!
Fricky, Hugh, how are we doing this morning? What's up, fellas?
How you doing? First of all, thank you for getting up this early in the morning to chop it up with us. We appreciate that. Man. We really do.
I'm up every day. I got an appointment at the gym at 5 a.m. I go at 5 a.m. every morning. So you guys are on my way into to a workout. So it was good to grab you guys before I start pumping some iron.
Go and get that sling and that iron. And I know how that go. So, Kurt, tell me, what are they saying about the Atlanta Falcons out there in L.A.?
You know, honestly, they're not mentioning much about the Falcons, honestly. I think right now it's really internally about this Rams team. They got embarrassed on Sunday, fellas. Like, to be honest, they got bullied to a point. They got bullied and pumped so bad that they went out and made three trades on Tuesday of an off week to say, you know what, we got to fix ourselves before we can even think about going against Atlanta. So that's why it really hasn't been much talk. But I think for me, when I think of Atlanta, I almost kind of compare them to the Rams as don't fall into the trap that the Atlanta Falcons have fallen into in terms of what the Patriots did to them. If you think about it, a couple seasons ago, after Super Bowl, was that 51, Atlanta Falcons, they lose that Super Bowl. They did not win the division the following year, yet they did come in and make the playoffs and beat the Rams in the wild card round. Then last year they didn't make the playoffs, and now they're off to a slow start again in 2019. So my thing to the Rams is don't fall into a similar trap after losing to the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. Kirk Morrison, Kirk Morrison, of course, great Raiders linebacker, too, joining us from L.A. Kirk, what's the initial reaction? You gave up two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick. That's a lot to give up. I mean, you didn't have Tlaib. You didn't have Marcus Peters, trades and injuries and whatnot. And so I think the team felt they had to make the move. But, boy, you paid a king's ransom for Jalen Ramsey.
Tricky, my man, this is a conversation that we can have off the air because this is one in which I keep the group chat of text messages I got going, and I've already convinced so many of my friends that first-round picks don't mean anything in the NFL anymore. It's really about the right now. And when you think about giving up first-round picks and you really start to, like, dissect and look at the first round of the NFL draft and how many guys don't pan out, it's almost really a crapshoot. You know, guys asked yesterday, said, man, Kurt, what do you think about the Rams getting Jalen Ramsey? They gave up two firsts. I said, well, do you think the Chicago Bears wouldn't mind giving up two firsts for Khalil Mack again for what he was able to do? You look at Deshaun Watson, what, you know, Houston had to give up to get him, or Patrick Mahomes, what Kansas City were giving up to get him. I think people feel that, look, if I can get that player right now, Jalen Ramsey is a certified top corner, one of the top corners in the NFL. Giving up a couple first-rounders for guys who you don't even know you may get or pan out, to me, I'm not really a big, you know, I just don't really care about first-round picks anymore because I've seen it that it's so hard to pan out. I think if you think in Atlanta, how many first-round picks have really changed the Atlanta Falcons franchise outside of Michael Vick and Julio Jones? I mean, let's be honest, Vic Beasley's a first-round pick, and is he really changing the defense? It's like, I'll give up one for a premier pass rusher or something else. So, sorry I get on my tirade. Sorry about that. How I am about first-round picks.
Derek, we are like-minded because we were just talking about this morning in the bullpen. And the example that I gave was Sean Ray from the Denver Broncos who played for the Baltimore Ravens. First-round draft pick.
Shane Ray.
Mm-hmm. Got drafted the same year that Vic got drafted. Sitting at the crib.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is a
NFL no more.
Yes, yeah. He's a proven commodity. That's why it's nothing to give up these first-round draft picks. It's nothing to pay these guys and put them on a five-year plan. Because at the end of the day, the NFL is making money hand over fist because they got the salary cap where they want it, and they're still making money. And these guys are not being in the league that long. They're not playing that long. So yeah, that I'm definitely with you on that one.
Yeah, no, I've come to that fruition. And look, it's to me like, look, I love draft picks in terms of if you're a team, but when I look at the way the Patriots trade out of round one, or even the Seattle Seahawks, how they traded out of round one, and how they fared, it's really more about hitting in the rounds 3, 4, 5, and maybe even 6 and accumulate more of those picks, because those guys are more likely to hit than an actual first round or two. So that's just the hard part. And I think the first round picks are more for a fan base, are more for the fans to say, oh, what we could possibly have. But if you're a team that thinks that they can win right now, I give up those draft picks. I'll tell you this, the Rams, it's funny, Fricky, but think about this. When we, as the Rams pregame and postgame, we don't even show up for the Thursday night of the NFL draft, because the Rams are never participating in that first round. They haven't had a first-round pick since they returned to L.A. Jared Goff was the first one because he was the first overall, but outside of that, they will not draft in the first round till 2022.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to ask. Kirk Morrison joining us live this morning from L.A. ahead of the Rams and Falcons on Sunday. And, Kirk, you mentioned Jared Goff, number one pick overall. What do you make of him? 78 yards last week. What do you make of his game right now?
You know, right now I think he's not where he needs to be. And I say a lot of that because the expectations have been put on him because of the contract that he signed this offseason. He's the number one overall pick, and yet he's still developing as a quarterback. I think the contract that he got was more of, you know, what he's going to do in the future, but not so much right now. Because, look, first and second year under Sean McVay, definitely looked like a different quarterback. But we're now seeing in the early part of 2019, without a healthy Todd Gurley, or Todd Gurley who we think should carry more of a load instead of this load management thing they got going on, that Jared Goff really looks like an ordinary quarterback. It looks like a turnover machine. And so right now, a lot of people in Los Angeles are kind of scratching their heads that the two big investments for the Rams, Jared Goff this year, Todd Gurley the year before, right now, people are scratching their heads saying, man, I don't know if the Rams made the right moves when you look at the way their production has been since they signed these contracts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. We're talking to Kirk Morrison, Rams pregame and postgame host. Aaron Donald this season seems like from afar that he is, you know, not having the same impact that he's had in the past. What are teams doing against him to make it look that way?
Well, he's having an impact, but his impact won't be in the stat sheet, right? You're going to look in the stat sheet and say, wow, he had 3 sacks today. That's not Aaron Donald anymore. Aaron Donald is affecting you in a different way. He's allowing other guys to go out and be successful. Clay Matthews missed his pass game, but Clay Matthews has 5 sacks on the year, 5.5 sacks already this season, where he only had 4 in Green Bay all of last year. Same with Dante Fowler. Look, Aaron Donald's presence has really helped out so many guys on the defensive front. It's helped out the linebacker, so to speak, but at the same time, it's not something in which, you know, I know he's frustrated, but he's constantly going to get double and triple teamed. I mean, we saw it last game. The 49ers made it a point to put 2 guys on Aaron Donald. That just frees up someone else, and now that you bring in that cover corner, that guy who can play man-to-man, which Marcus Peters was a good corner, but he wasn't a man-to-man outside, look, me and you, mano a mano kind of guy. He was a zone corner. I think bringing Jalen Ramsey comes in now. I think now you got quarterbacks that may have to hold that ball for extra beats, for an extra half a second. And I think that's where Aaron Donald is probably going to flourish over the next 10 games for the Rams.
Well, get your workout in there, Kirk. I do appreciate your taking some time early this morning. Look forward to talking to you down the line.
John, Hugh, always a pleasure. Have a good one, fellas.
Go get it, man. Go get it.
Kirk Morrison.
I will.
Great linebacker. Made a great play against Air Force in the blizzard to win a game for us in San Diego State in Colorado Springs. All right, next up we're going to talk to Josh Alper of Pro Football Talk. We're going to bring him into the conversation, and we're going to get kind of an outside view of what's going on with the Atlanta Falcons as we head towards this game Sunday against the Rams. We'll do that next on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.